Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. That's glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is the purveyor of NorwoodAnalytics.com. And by the way, this kind of a white paper you've created here, definitely a beautiful essay. Do You Myth Me, Mr. Stockbroker? It's a great title. That's available on your website now, Sam?
Not yet, but it will be as soon as that's the draft, and I'll put it up there in the next few days.
I hope you will. It's really good stuff, folks. You need to read what all the different things that Sam did. This is a lifetime of perspectives and wisdom that you'll get from this. So check it out at Norwood Analytics. You might have to wait a few hours till it gets up there. Hey, yeah. Sam. So my default advice to any small business owner, my default investment advice to them. Because I'm not a stock market Wall Street expert at all, but notwithstanding that, I tell them if you are in a place where you think you're going to be in your business, if you have a chance to buy that real estate, own the property that your business is in, and that advice I've seen it over and over and over again. People who didn't take my advice, I learned that advice from them. I've seen it where the business, by the time they retired, the founders retired 40 years later, the business itself might not have been worth anything for the kids to take over, but the real estate was worth millions.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid hundreds for it. So that's my default advice, irrespective of whether you invest in the stock market or not. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good idea. In fact, then if you ultimately...
you pay yourself rent.
If you sell your business... You can retain your real estate
exactly
and lease it out to the people who buy your business.
Happens all the time.
Yeah,
and then take those rents and invest in the stock market. Right.
Yes, I like the stock market also, and one of the reasons is because of liquidity. That is, you can come in small increments. It doesn't make a major. Doesn't require a large commitment. It's whatever you want to commit. Mm-hmm. And then let's say you need some cash. You can't in real estate. You can't sell a little piece of your thing easily.
That's true.
But you can in a week. You can have the funds by selling some of your ownership in stocks.
Which is why God invented diversification, right?
Yes. And you can even if you sell. A share or two shares or 10 shares or 100 or more shares of your ETF, your exchange traded fund in an index fund, you can sell those and you still retain all the diversification in the shares that you retain, even though you sell some of the shares.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a dividend to the extent you want. You need cash, sell some of it. You got some extra cash, put some. That's the difference to me between real estate. But I agree with you totally. If you can own your own business, own your own real estate where your business is, that's a good thing over the long haul.
Well, what I like about real estate is, especially income producing real estate, not necessarily farms, although I love farms too, but income producing real estate, we have tenants. Our retirement experts say over and over again on the show, Sam, the key to a happy retirement is not to have an estate, is to have income, to have assets, to have income,
positive cash flow,
and that's what commercial real estate well done will throw off. You're right about the liquidity. If you need a lot of quick liquidity, of course you can always take out a loan if you need to do that or something like that.
Yep.
But again, that's where the diversification comes in, isn't it? We got about
a
minute.
Go ahead. You don't have to be the only owner of a piece of real estate. For example, you can go in with some others to buy a commercial real estate or apartments, and you do it in a trust and have somebody somebody else do the active management of it, mm-hmm. and you're just a participant, and you get your tax advice, and they take right. care of the details of running it.
Sam, I got to wrap it up, but before I go, I need to ask you, what do you think the stock market's going to look like at the end of the year?
I don't think stock market, but here's my view of it. I think I'm going to say flat. Down in the near term, up toward the end of the year.
But no better at the end of the year than right now.
I believe that.
Interesting. Good, honest answer. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon. Let's do 14 more. What do you think?
That sounds good to me. God willing, we're still around.
And the creek don't rise. Yeah. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for joining me. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.